The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings and welcome to this meditation session. And as an introduction to the meditation, I mentioned that the theme for this week is equanimity, particularly the kind of love that has a quality of equanimity in it. But in talking about equanimity, one of the things that we can lose equanimity around is if we're operating too much from conceit, too much from holding on to some fixed idea of who we are, who we should be, or who we shouldn't be. There's something about that hardness or that grasping to that, those conceit, that makes us easily agitated, easily restless, easily reactive to what's going on. And that one of the movements in Buddhist meditation is called lowering the flag of conceit. And this ancient metaphor of likening conceit with the flag that's held up high, I believe it's a little bit of a war metaphor that maybe it's like capture the flag. If one person is holding the flag, then the other team will be really trying to get that person or, you know, get to that person. But if they put the flag down, then they don't care so much about that person. So if you're holding up the war banner for your army, then the other army is going to go after you, perhaps. Maybe a less warlike metaphor is that of an open window, that if you throw the baseball through a closed window, the window will break. But if the window's open, the ball just goes right through. And so to lower the flag, to not have something that can be attacked within, to not have something that is struck by the words and actions that people have towards us, to have like an open window and things just go right through. They don't land anywhere or strike anything within. And in particular, what that is the absence of conceit, the absence of self-preoccupation and self-definition. And there's a lot more equanimity then, and things will just go right by, kind of like yesterday's metaphor of the boat, and just, the water just washes off the hull of the boat and is kind of left behind. So to sit and meditate without conceit, to sit and meditate without with the windows wide open, where nothing can land anywhere, it doesn't strike anywhere. A thought, a feeling, all kinds of things might arise, but it just let it arise and go, let it wash right by. Imagine yourself just an open window with vast space in front and vast space behind. And things just pass right through, and then the mind, the heart, can be at ease, can be equanimous with what arises and passes. So to take a meditation posture, and a posture that hopefully will allow you to feel, recognize, some part of you is alert. Some part of you has a certain energy of presence, engagement. In some way, it kind of means be careful you're not too comfortable, but also be careful you're not too uncomfortable. I think kind of an ideal would be that a happy middle way where we're no longer concerned with any discomfort and no longer involved with any comfort. We're just here, unconcerned with comfort or discomfort, but alert, present. And to gently close your eyes. And taking a deep breath, gently settling your heart. As you exhale, settling the upward activated energy that, if you have that, in your body, in your heart, so that your sense of energy in the body or sense of activation in your body settles down and allows you to kind of, your whole system to come to rest on the foundation of your lower torso. Feeling the lower torso if you're sitting. If you're lying down, feel your rib cage, not your back rib cage and your spine, if you're on your back. The place that receives the weight of your body. As you exhale, let go into that. Relax into that. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And then to soften the shoulders, the belly. Release yourself to the pull of gravity. While sitting upright. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, continue the process of relaxing both the surface of the surface of your body and also deep inside, as deep as you can feel or sense where there's holding or activation. And if you feel some tension, activation that doesn't relax, that's okay. Soften around it. Soften the muscles of your face. And soften your eyes. Maybe letting the eyes, in a sense, look backwards and down, if that is more restful. No need to be looking at anything. And notice any tension or activation, pressure in the area of your brain, forehead, temples, sides of your skull, inside your skull. And for a few breaths, breathe with that activation, that tension. And then see if you can relax the brain, that whole area, the thinking muscle. Giving your brain, your thinking, a rest from trying and doing, making something happen. Always thinking so much. And then really now becoming aware again of the body breathing. In a sense, having your awareness join the rhythm of breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Imagine that as you breathe, all the rest of you is like a big window that opens as you breathe. An open window through which the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out flows. And with the help of your breathing, maybe as if breathing is the window with well-lubricated hinges that just opens easily, stays open. That whatever arises, instead of it hitting anything or being a concern or something to react to or be involved in, imagine that it just travels through the open window of your being with vast space in front of you, vast space behind you, vast space above you and below you. And you, an open window. Things just pass through. No need to be involved or react, judge, compare. No need to relate it to conceit or self or me, myself, and mine. Whatever occurs, does not need to be taken personally. It's just something that passes through the vast window, open window of awareness. If you find yourself caught in some concern or preoccupation, see if you can open your window really wide. Create a wide open vast space of awareness. Just allows whatever's happening to continue to just pass by, flow by, without touching anything, without disturbing anything, without it hitting anything within you. It's just phenomena that appears and comes and goes. It doesn't touch anything that makes it personal. No definition, no involvement. Your job is keep the window open, vast open awareness through which phenomena travel. Remember the vast open awareness, the open window. Keeping the window, keeping your awareness open, is a vast space that things can just travel through. Open that window widely, wider, to include the people in your life. And see if you can just keep the window open. So there's love and care and friendliness, but without the stories, the ideas, the responsibilities of with those people. Landing anywhere, just let it pass through the vast field of awareness and love. And opening more widely to include the people of your communities, of your lands, of your continent, and the world. And what is the quality of your goodwill, love, care, compassion, if you settle back and allow the love, the care, to be like a vast open window with no going forward, no going back, no closing down, just a field of care. Nothing to do, nothing to be. Nothing in the field you need to use to define yourself or prove yourself, defend yourself. Just vast, peaceful, equanimous goodwill. Perhaps a way of being that you'd wish on others. May others also feel safe enough, open enough, wise enough to rest in their capacity for vast love, goodwill, compassion and care. May they be happy enough and safe enough to rest in this vast field of love without needing to prove themselves, defend themselves, assert themselves. May the people I know experience this wonderful, happy way of being. And wishing it for others, remembering to wish it for yourself. Give yourself the gift, a vast open window of care and love, goodwill, that doesn't automatically need to do anything or prove anything, defend anything, be anything, just an open window. And may it be that we learn how to abide this way so we can share it with others. So we can meet each other together in this space. So that when we wish people happiness and safety, health, and freedom, we kind of have a deep reference point for how full and complete that can be. From our open window of goodwill, to whatever degree we have it. To express, to evoke the wish May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe and healthy. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings live together, sharing this wonderful capacity we have for open, liberated love. So open is the window, the frames of the window disappear.